If you wanted to know the number of times that a person did something, you'd say, how, what did you do it?
I'd say, how often did you do it, if that, maybe it's...
If somebody asked you and me to do something that we didn't want to do, I might say, I'm not going to do it, and you might add...
Neither am I.
Alright. What is this?
Your forehead.
And what is this?
Your ear.
Okay, which one?
That's your right ear.
Mm-hmm. If a man doesn't shave his chin, he'll grow a...
beard.
And when a person eats, he puts food in his...
mouth.
And a dentist might have to pull a...
tooth.
A person chews with his...
teeth.
And the teeth are attached to...
gums.
Okay. And what's this?
You come out the palm of your hand.
When a boy is going to fight, he balls up both...
fists.
If a person has pains in his wrist and his elbow and his knee and his ankle, you might say he has pains in his...
joint.
The upper part of a man's body is his...
You come out his chest, uh-huh. That's what you...
And let's see. What are these?
Shoulders.
And what's this right here? Somebody might kick somebody in the...
oh, your shin.
Uh-huh. If a person squats down, you might say he got down on his...
you say got down on his Jew clothes.
Got down on his what?
Jew clothes.
Jew clothes?
Yeah, I don't know what that... why they were written there. But...
oh, that's interesting. That's a new one. I've never heard that. Let's see. If a person has been sick for a long time and he looks thin and pale, people might say he looks very... what?
Mm-hmm.
What's a term that's often applied to a sick person who's been sick for a long time?
I don't know. She needs that.
Okay. How about peaked or puny?
Well, peaked and puny, yes. Either one would be better than... peaked would come nearer, but puny is... either one, though, they'd be good.
A person who can lift a great deal of weight is...
strong.
A person who is easy to get along with is...
good-natured.
When a teenager has suddenly gotten tall and his arms and his legs look too long for him and his hands and his feet always seem to be getting in the way, people might say he certainly looks...
gawky.
What do people call someone who always seems to do the wrong thing? Somebody who just messes up anything he touches?
No, they call him a stumblebum for one thing.
Okay. Think of any other?
No. They're just plain awkward then.
Okay. What did the person say of an old person who gets around unusually well? Like you might say, that lady...
She's spry. And when they go to tell you how spry you look, you know, darn well, they think you look old.
Yeah, that's like being in a foreign country and having a German come up and tell you you speak German well.
Yeah.
let's see. Would you ever use spry in connection with young people, or is that reserved for old people?
No, I think you use it any time.
Okay. If something bothers you, you might say, I'm a little, what about that? I'm a little,
a little leery about it, I might.
Okay. Or a little, something. I'm a little,
uncertain.
Okay. There's another word, though. I want you to pronounce UNEASY.
Uneasy. All
right. If a person has fear of something, he might say, what of that?
I'd say afraid, a scared, you know what?
Okay. Is there a difference between those two words in the degree of being afraid?
Not in my opinion.
All right. She isn't afraid of the dark anymore. She isn't afraid now, but she what to be afraid?
Used to be.
And what's the negative of used to be? She used to be afraid, or she... okay, well, let me put it this way. I'll change it around. She is afraid now, but she...